Once again, we begin with sitting here, bringing attention to our bodies, establishing a physical foundation for practice by checking to see if we're sitting in a way that's comfortable so that we can maintain this posture through our period of meditation. And just as we rest the body on our sitting space, we let the mind rest on the body. And based on this embodied presence of the mind, we now continue with the instructions for mindfulness of breathing. Having established our physical foundation, we take a few moments to establish our mental foundation, checking to see if there are any worries or concerns that need to be set aside for this period of meditation. Working with any hindrances that are obstructing our ability to be present. And then taking a moment to appreciate the wholesome and pleasant nature of a mind temporarily freed of the hindrances. Next, we take a moment or two to form our motivation, our intention, our aspiration for this period of practice. Perhaps including a wish that it benefit others. Returning attention to the body, we move our attention up the spine from the bottom to the top, gently stretching while relaxing and aligning. And bringing the mind straight into the present moment, mindfully monitoring the mind as it is, and in this way, bringing mindfulness to the forefront. Taking a moment to notice, maybe even savor, the experience of the mind when mindfulness is predominant. And then turning this mindfulness to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. While also understanding that through these preliminaries, we have aroused the awakening factor of mindfulness. having a clear experience of breathing in and breathing out, we move on to the first two steps. Breathing in long, one understands, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands, I breathe out long. Breathing in short, one understands, I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one understands, I breathe out short. So if we wish, taking one or a few intentional long breaths here as a way of helping us to connect with the in-breaths and out-breaths from their beginning through their middle to their end. And bringing investigation or curiosity to this experience so that we can know whether the breath is long or short. In this way, arousing the awakening factor of investigation of dhammas. And when we've worked with this enough to feel well connected with breathing in and out while knowing long or short, we shift attention to the field of the whole body. Now the whole body becomes our primary focus of attention. Mindfully experiencing the whole body, including whatever sensations, experiences arise and pass within that field of attention, including knowing breathing in and breathing out in the background of this field of attention. In this way, one trains, experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe out. Just experiencing the whole body while breathing in and out. Calling forth the energy and effort to maintain a continuity of attention on both the whole body and breathing in and out. In this way, we arouse the awakening factor of energy. As we watch the bodily activities without reactivity towards them, sooner or later they naturally begin to calm. In this way, one trains, calming bodily activities, I shall breathe in. One trains, calming bodily activities, I shall breathe out. Maybe breath becomes calmer. Maybe body becomes more relaxed and more calm. Maybe peaceful. Maybe feeling no need to move at all, being physically at ease. Bodily tranquility by itself is not sufficient to arouse the awakening factor of tranquility, but it is a crucial condition for that. At some point, when it feels appropriate, turning attention to the feeling tone that accompanies this calming of bodily activities. It may be subtle. It may be intense. If or when you notice a pleasantness, turning your attention to that. In this way, one trains, experiencing piti, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing piti, I shall breathe out. just allowing the pleasantness, the piti, to bloom in whatever way, to whatever extent that it does. In this way, arousing the awakening factor of piti, joy or rapture. Whether the piti fades away or we turn attention away from it, now we turn attention to happiness, the happiness of contentment. In this way, one trains. Experiencing happiness, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing happiness, I shall breathe out. Even if there was no piti, being content with that. The happiness of contentment is possible. Experiencing happiness while breathing in and breathing out. Just as we allowed the breath to move into the background, now we allow this pleasantness to move to the background, revealing open space in the foreground, open space in which mental activity manifests in whatever way that it does. Thoughts, feelings, intentions, perceptions, whatever form it takes, just mental activity. Experiencing mental activity simply as mental activity, coming and going in this spacious awareness. stepping back from the content, not getting entangled in it, knowing it simply as mental activity arising, perhaps persisting, passing away. In these ways, one trains, experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe out. Noticing when the pleasantness of being present starts fading away, or when the unpleasantness of contracting begins to be felt. We can use the change in feeling tone as a signal to let go of the content, to step back to just experiencing it as mental activity. Just mental activity coming and going within the spaciousness of the mind, while knowing breathing in and breathing out in the background. The more we're able to be present with mental activity without reactivity, the more the mental activity begins to quiet down. And in this way, one trains. Calming mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains, calming mental activity, I shall breathe out. Just allowing the mind to naturally become more quiet, more calm, unagitated. based on the calming of bodily activity. And now this calming of mental activity, we've aroused the awakening factor of tranquility. As the thoughts and other forms of mental activity arise less and less frequently, turning our attention to what remains in the gap between one mental activity ceasing and the next arising. What remains? The mind. We're invited to settle attention primarily on this still, quiet, knowing quality of the mind. In this way, one trains, experiencing the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing the mind, I shall breathe out. The mind knowing its own knowing. Knowing its receptivity. Knowing its clarity and purity. While also still knowing, breathing in and breathing out. In the background. At some point, when it seems appropriate, slightly turning attention to the pleasantness of experiencing this mind as such. In this way, one trains, gladdening the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains, gladdening the mind, I shall breathe out. Just noticing the pleasantness, profoundly still and quiet. The gladness of the still mind is such. Even as we're knowing in the background, breathing in and breathing out. And this still, quiet, and pleasant mind, a happy mind, naturally becomes more collected, more unified, more concentrated. In this way, one trains. Concentrating the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains. Concentrating the mind, I shall breathe out. Just experiencing the mind collect naturally, without a trace of effort or strain. Instead, a coming together, as if our whole experience is held in a gentle, loving embrace. So that the mind's usual fragmentation vanishes. In this way, also arousing the awakening factor of concentration. With this pure, clear, collected mind, one trains, liberating the mind. I shall breathe in. One trains, liberating the mind. I shall breathe out. If this stable, collected mind is inclined to go deeper into concentration, we let it go deeper. When the mind has come up again, or if it wasn't inclined to go deeper in that way, now liberating the mind from any sense of selfing, letting go of any sense of I am, of me or mine. experiencing the mind empty of selfing and breathing without a breather, without controlling. Resting in this liberated mind with equipoise, the seventh of the awakening factors. With this step, all seven of the awakening factors have now been aroused. Mindfulness, investigation, energy, joy, tranquility, concentration, and equipoise. So when it feels appropriate, turning this mind enriched with the awakening factors, this balanced, liberated mind, to contemplating impermanence. One trains. Contemplating impermanence, I shall breathe in. One trains. Contemplating impermanence, I shall breathe out. You can closely examine and observe the changing nature of whatever you encounter, and whatever is helpful to contemplate. For now, we'll use the breath for this training. Bringing the breath a little more to the forefront of attention so that we can discern the arising, persisting while changing, and ceasing of the in-breath and the out-breath. Not manipulating the breath in any way, just examining and observing the natural breath, to notice the arising, the persisting while changing, and the ceasing. And when it feels appropriate, turning attention to the fading away and ceasing. In this way, one trains, contemplating fading away and dispassion, I shall breathe in. One trains, contemplating fading away and dispassion, I shall breathe out. So now you give less attention to the arising, the beginning of each in-breath and out-breath, and more attention to the persisting while changing and ceasing, the ending. Persisting while changing and ceasing. Eventually adjusting attention a little more by emphasizing the ceasing only. In this way, one trains, contemplating cessation, I shall breathe in. One trains, contemplating cessation, I shall breathe out. We just give more attention to the ending, the ceasing, the passing away of each in-breath and out-breath. Even though the arising and persisting while changing may also be known, but more attention to the ending. The more we become at ease with presenting, being present with the endings, the ceasings, the vanishings, the easier it becomes to let go of what we can't hold on to anyway. In this way, one trains. Contemplating letting go, I shall breathe in. One trains. Contemplating letting go, I shall breathe out. Now just turning attention to the gap between in-breaths and out-breaths. The gap between out-breaths and in-breaths. It's as though we're letting go into the gap. Perhaps even just waiting for the next breath to come naturally on its own. Not controlling, not trying to retain the breath until the next one comes. Just relaxing into the gap, letting the next in-breath or out-breath come on its own. sitting, resting in the present moment, this moment. This moment. This moment. Now we've progressed through all 16 steps with the understanding that the seven awakening factors have been aroused in the first 12 steps. And the last four steps have helped to ripen, mature the awakening factors, inclining towards knowledge and liberation. Now we continue the practice of developing and cultivating the awakening factors. We can take this enriched and balanced mind to one or another of the previous tetrads, and working our way through it. When we reach the fourth step of that tetrad, the reference point, abiding in the experience of that step, that reference point, and consciously bringing attention to the presence of the awakening factors. Mindful of the state of this fourth step, investigating to see if there are any remnants of tension, agitation, or selfing, any sort of contracting. All the while maintaining a continuity of attention, bringing energy to the main task of that fourth step. Calming or liberating, depending on the tetrad you've chosen to work with. And noticing the pleasantness, the piti, associated with this calm or liberated mind, and the tranquility of it. Abiding in this pleasant, tranquil state of mind, so that the mind gathers itself in. It collects, it composes itself, and concentrates around this step. And as a result, the mind comes even more balanced, more equipoised. And then we continue to abide in this reference point step, periodically checking in mindfully, noticing when the mind begins to lose energy, begins to be a little sluggish. Giving a little more attention to the energizing set of the awakening factors within this tetrad. Investigating, subtly increasing effort or energy, or experiencing the pleasantness that's part of this experience, while giving just a little more attention to breathing in. Or perhaps we mindfully notice that the mind is getting more agitated, more restless. So at this point, giving more attention to the calming set of awakening factors within this tetrad. Letting go of any tightness, any clinging that might be there. Perhaps bringing in more spaciousness while giving attention, slightly more attention, to breathing out so that the mind naturally becomes more tranquil, more concentrated, more equipoised. Sooner or later, you may feel inclined to move on to another tetrad, to repeat this process. Or it may be time to begin finishing off this period of meditation by returning once again to the fourth tetrad, moving through impermanence, fading away, dispassion, cessation, and then abiding in letting go, looking on without interfering. Please continue practicing in this way.